Meet Peter Bick, producer-director of the new documentary, Carbon Nation.
Carbon Nation is a climate change solutions movie, in brackets, that doesn't even care if you believe in climate change. We found that there's a lot of really, really smart reasons to get into the clean energy game. National security, energy security, good business practice, simple greed. The environment and climate aren't the only tickets to admission.
Take, for example, a no-nonsense Alaskan named Bernie Carlson.
Very conservative. He calls himself a pro-development SOB. He is revolutionizing how geothermal power is being made with low-temperature water for the first time. He doesn't believe humans are causing climate change, but he likes clean air and he likes clean water. And that's enough for him. And I realized after we filmed him that that was enough for me. If we wanted to make a big tent movie, but he showed us that the tent was actually bigger than we anticipated.
Even the Secretary of the Navy, Roy Mabus, is publicly calling for steep cuts in their use of fossil fuel, notes Bick.
He said that using carbon-based fuels, whether we get them from Venezuela or Canada or Saudi Arabia or the Gulf of Mexico, any of those carbon-based fuels is an energy and national security issue because of the consequences of using it. He didn't mention climate once in his speech, but he was saying everything that anyone who's worried about climate would want to hear.
Altogether, Bick says his unexpected takeaway from making the film was a debunking of the idea that America is deeply divided over the issue of climate change.
This country is not as polarized, not even close, as people say we are. There's a lot of agreement on a lot of these issues. I think the idea of climate change and global warming has sort of been poisoned. But if you just take the word climate out and you talk about clean energy, you talk about clean air and clean water and less oil, period, you're going to get a lot of agreement all the way across the political spectrum in this country, and no one's really talking about that.
Much of the solar and wind power technology that is now being deployed worldwide was developed in this country during the 1970s, when the Carter administration moved to insulate us from the Arab oil embargoes of 1973 and 79.
We did a lot of research in the late 70s here about wind and solar, and then those laboratories that were set up for that were closed down, and so a lot of the technology people are using all around the world is based on the technology that we actually did blaze the trail on.
That potential industrial advantage was lost, but Bick believes a renewed opportunity is available now.
There's a lot of opportunity here to create a new energy system on the planet, and whatever countries are going to get there first are the ones who are going to be in charge of the next energy system. Like, instead of oil from Saudi Arabia, right now we're getting our batteries from South Korea. So do we want to be buying our solar panels and wind turbines from China, or do we want to be exporting that and having all that manufacturing work here in the States?
Carbon Nation gets a one-night screening at the Summerfield Theater in Santa Rosa tomorrow night, a benefit for the Climate Protection Campaign. The event begins at 6:45. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.